Welcome to Ag Economic Insights. We're going to come back and talk about an increase in meat consumption in the United States. We're back on this week's program with David Widmar, co-owner of Ag Economic Insights. So, David, this week we're talking about U.S. meat consumption turning higher. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, as we've talked about in several of our earlier shows, Joe, one of the important aspects of a turnaround in agriculture is an increase in demand for agricultural products. And one of those, of course, is consumers consuming more meat. And that's what we saw in preliminary 2016 data and the USDA forecast for 2017. So good news on the horizon for agriculture. The USDA releases an overall measure of total meat consumption. That's total red meat and poultry together consumption. And these data go back to 1970, and then on a per capita basis, or for every American basis. And what we know about total meat consumption is prior to 1990, consumption was generally below 200 pounds per capita for red meat and poultry. And since 1990, we've been above 200 pounds per person. Between 2004 and 2007, consumption was about 222 pounds per capita. That's an important number to keep in mind, 222. Because after 2007, during the Great Recession and a spike in commodity prices, especially for meat and at the farm and retail level, consumption fell pretty hard and hit a low point in 2014 at 202 pounds. That's a 9% contraction. So what we're looking at today is an expansion. We're up to 215 pounds for 2016. Another 3 pounds, 218 by 2017. So we're looking for a return to that 222 pounds.
Break it down for us. There was a spike in red meat consumption around 1976. Nice to see that graph on your blog.
Yeah, so when we look at the red meats, we primarily think about beef and pork. In the blog, we show the beef consumption. And beef's pretty much been on a downward trend since the 70s. It peaked, as you mentioned, at 94 pounds in 1970s. And prior to the recession in the mid-2000s, beef consumption was around 65 pounds per capita. We've since gotten down to about 54 pounds in 2015, but we're starting to inch our way higher. The story with beef is that we're trending higher, but we haven't returned to those pre-recession levels. On the pork, on the other hand, pork consumption back to the 1970s is pretty stable. It hovers around 50 pounds per capita. And pork's actually recovered its losses that it were experienced during the recession and the high run of commodity prices.
All right, by comparison, talk about poultry.
Yeah, the big story in meat consumption, and we're all aware of it, is poultry's big surge in the U.S. Diet. In the 1970s, it accounted for roughly 50 pounds per capita of consumption. By 2003, it exceeded 100 pounds per person, so doubling 4 decades there. We saw during the recession and the high commodity prices, poultry was not immune to the reduction in consumption. It actually fell as well. But most recently, poultry has actually recovered all those losses and has set new highs at 108 pounds per capita. So poultry is still growing and still taking up a larger share of the U.S. diet.
All right. What do you think the takeaway is from the differences here in meat consumption?
Yeah, so what we're seeing here is we're seeing starting to see a return to the levels that we had back in, say, 2005, 2006. We've seen a spike up across all the meats, which is positive, but we haven't overrode the trends of more poultry in the diet. We haven't, that's still in play. Thinking about how important an increase in demand will be for agriculture in the coming years, this could be a bright spot for the ag economy looking ahead.
That is David Widmar of Ag Economic Insights talking about an increase in meat consumption here in the United States. For more, go to ageconomist.com, or to hear this program again, go to the audio video tab at ruralradio.com. I'm Joe Gangwish.